Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from our sanctuary here at Ascension next to the baptismal font, although it may not look like that entirely or may not be readily identifiable as such. But I'll talk about that in a second. To begin with, I wanted to acknowledge that this is in fact the same shirt I wore last Wednesday or Tuesday when we recorded. Had I been thinking that when I was recording today, it would be St. Patrick's Day, and this is my one green shirt, I wouldn't have worn it last week, but here we are. So happy St. Patrick's Day, or when you hear this, it's been in the past. But nonetheless, I wanted to acknowledge what you may be thinking, at least those of you who watch regularly. And if you didn't watch last week, I encourage you to go back and watch last week so you can see the same shirt. And then like and subscribe, as they say on the YouTube world. Anyway, here we are, the baptismal font, and I wanted to draw our attention to it. Again, it has been adorned, and throughout Lent, it has been decorated or embellished throughout the season of Lent. It began in the first week of Lent with very little water, with really an arid, dry presentation. These limbs were empty. There was no greenery on them, no flowers. There was much less water depicted here. It was just browns and it looked arid as we began the season together. And as the weeks have progressed, we have begun to see more and more signs of life. And the same is true as we have moved through Lent. While we move closer to the crucifixion, we also move closer to the celebration of the resurrection, where we are offered new life through Christ. So it's appropriate that at the baptismal font, where we receive this new life through the waters of holy baptism, that we would sort of make this journey or see symbols of this journey together. This year here at Ascension, our theme for Lent is and has been growing with grace. And each week we add more to our conversations and our sermon series as we, like this depiction of a tree, we begin to grow more and more and with the hopes of eventually blooming and our lives themselves blooming and reflecting the beauty of God's love and creation for us. This weekend, spring begins officially. Around here, you would think it was summer with the weather we're having. I'm not going to complain, but I know some are. It's a little warm, a little soon in the season. But with spring coming, also comes flowers and new growth and all reminders of God's grace and God's love and the promise of recreation that we receive through the waters of holy baptism, that we receive through the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This Sunday is the fifth Sunday in Lent, and so we are quickly moving toward Palm Sunday and Holy Week. And I pray that you have this season been beginning to grow and to sprout and to see signs of new life, of God doing something new or continuing to fulfill you and fuel you for what you have been called to do, and pray that you will continue with us on this journey to Jerusalem, but ultimately to the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah, and maybe even in worship on Sunday. Take care.